The event coincides with Earth Day. Scientists think the time is right to raise awareness for their respective fields. As a result, many faculty members have found themselves pushed into more active roles. Reed Scherer is a professor of geology at NIU.
I have always been reluctant to sort of cross the line from scientist to activist, but I feel at this point that it's my responsibility to be speaking out.
Ralph Wheeler chairs the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry at NIU. He describes the importance of the march.
Everybody uses a cell phone. Many people use PCs. We all are on the web every day, and we don't understand that we wouldn't have that without the scientific research and development infrastructure in this country.
Narayan Hosmani is a professor of general chemistry at NIU.
It's taxpayers' money. They have every right to decide. Ask the public first. Do you want the science, or you don't want the science?
Gary Baker is a professor in the chemistry and biochemistry department.
The days of, I think, studying why grass is green is probably not as well justified anymore. And I think it's probably right to question perhaps how some monies are being spent funding scientific research. But the problems that need to be funded need to be focused on problems related directly to society and technology. These are the things that allow us to connect with the public in the most meaningful way.
Ultimately, campaigns like the March for Science let others know how scientists feel. Then, it's up to the public to decide how to support them. For WNIJ News, I'm Darius Dosvartis.